You're listening to SBS News.
In Kiama, a coastal town south of Sydney, a weekly exercise group includes several people with moderate levels of dementia. Physiotherapist Kate Watkins says adjustments are willingly made.
Quite often, people with dementia aren't quite understanding what we want them to do, although a lot of what they do is they mirror the group, which is why group settings are very good for people with dementia. But if it looks like they're confused or they are simply just not getting it, then we usually have a one-on-one person there with them.
Their freedom and good quality of life is in stark contrast to many aged care residents with dementia. Stories of the overuse of physical restraints have dominated hearings at the Aged Care Royal Commission in the past fortnight. Dementia advocate Kate Swoffer told the Royal Commission that her late father-in-law spent his final years in a locked aged care ward.
He felt he had no freedom. Every single day that we visited him, which was almost every day for a number of years, he constantly asked us why we'd locked him in jail when we'd told him and the facility staff had told him this was going to be his new home. It was nothing like somebody's new home.
In 2016, Australia's Senate conducted an inquiry into the indefinite detention of people with cognitive and psychiatric impairment. The final report found this was a significant problem within the aged care context and that detention was, quote, often informal, unregulated and unlawful. But the report made no recommendations on dementia. Kate Swoffer was diagnosed with younger onset dementia at the age of 49 and wants action.
I certainly believe that segregation is a complete breach of my and everybody else's human rights. So we don't segregate people with intellectual disabilities or with mental illness or other physical disabilities anymore like we used to. We learnt from institutions with orphans in them that institutional care generally breeds much worse care.
Some experts blame Australia's ageing crop of aged care facilities, most of them constructed before the past two decades' research on what makes a good built environment for people with dementia. In the inner western Sydney suburb of Drummoyne, the village by Scalabrini is just 1 year old. It was designed so residents could move around freely, its central piazza comfortingly familiar to its mainly Italian occupants. A nonna's kitchen offers a further boost to their confidence and competence, and inside the casas or apartments, there are no large, intimidating spaces. Bedrooms have different coloured doors that can easily be identified, and residents can clearly see their bathrooms from their beds. Chris Grover is the facility's chief executive.
This environment is intended to support people with dementia to live well. We provide a home-like environment that creates memory cues for them. We also provide things as simple as paintings that don't seek to encourage adverse behaviours, but rather encourage good behaviours. And work on their memories about environments that they might be used to seeing.
Psychologist Richard Fleming is a professorial fellow and executive director of Dementia Training Australia at the University of Wollongong.
There's strong evidence that people who live in a well-designed environment have higher qualities of life and lower levels of agitation and lower levels of the use of medications. This evidence has been accumulating for quite some time now. Clearly there's lower levels of depression, lower levels of apathy.
Outside aged care at Kiama, there are frosted, easy-to-read signs, while signs inside the library toilets remind people which way to turn the door handles to get out. At some cafes, staff are trained to speak slowly, give customers time and not ask them too many questions. Alzheimer's Australia designated Kiama as one of the country's first dementia-friendly communities. There are now around 20 others. Dennis Frost from the Dementia-Friendly Communities Advisory Group says the stigma is eroding.
It just makes you're far more comfortable in the environment here. It's not as... confronting is not the right word, but it's not as difficult to move around, and there's also that now belief that there's enough businesses and people in the town that are really dementia aware that if you do have a problem, you can ask.
Kiama has opted for social inclusiveness rather than dementia-specific zones or villages that have emerged elsewhere. Nick Gugisberg of the Municipal Council says it's a choice the town is comfortable with.
There is pros and cons with whichever strategy you choose to pursue, but a specific community designed for people living with dementia, in a sense, isolates them further from the community. So our approach has always been to try and address the social implications of living with dementia, whereas if you create a segregated community, then you're creating a barrier.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.